Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the SPFOC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Hardwood here, and we are at the Dale Hall, a beautiful Dale Hall Lake Resort, room 101 overlooking the fine lake this evening. And due to a diminishing number of requests, we're going to do another podcast this evening based on Ezekiel Elliott, running back of Ezekiel Elliott. So what we're going to do tonight is welcome in once again the living legend of fantasy football, Mr. Matt Krantz. He is not ready to go to sleep just yet. He's got a second win and is ready to rock and roll like he can't control it and ready to boogie-woogie like Jimmy the boogie-woogie Vay did back in the NWA in the 1980s. Mr. Matt Krantz, welcome back.
You're for a treat tonight, Harwood. You got that right.
You got that right. Now, it's after midnight, and now it's going to be posted on Sunday morning. So we're going to be talking Ezekiel Elliott tonight and whoever else you want to talk about. Personally, I was going to talk about Miss Betty, the brunette lady that was at the pool earlier tonight with the big top. Well, okay, we're going to talk a little fantasy football tonight. So Ezekiel Elliott, and he's been taken in history, for the first, at the end of the first round, and I've talked to my buddies David Tate and Bunk Russell, and they say that is way too early. But before we start talking about Bunk Russell, David Tate, Ezekiel Elliott, and whoever, we're going to have a commercial from Student Financial Services about how they can make, save, and invest, make you money. Here we go.
We save you money, that makes sense. Stoodle Tax Service.
Stoodle is back in Bowling Green. With plummeting returns on your money and temps to match, you can count on Stoodle Financial Services to be there whenever you need them to help you make smart decisions about your money. Call 438-2611. They know what's best for you. Keep an eye on rates and know the right course of action to take to help your money work for you and grow. Just call Stoodle Financial Services to set up an appointment. Call them at 438-2611. Call 438-2611. Weekdays, evenings, or even weekends. Call 438-2611. No matter what the temperature or the stock market is doing, you'll have peace of mind knowing the professionals at Stoodle Financial Services, now in Bowling Green, are there for you anytime you need them. Call Stoodle today, 438-2611. Leave it to the experts at Stoodle Financial Services.
Call Stoodle today.
Now, if you want to win your fantasy football championship, Matt, you have several fantasy football championships to your credit. What would you think about if you won one of these?
There's no greater feeling than that fantasy championship. When it's time to collect your winnings, though, not so great. Celebrate your championship like the pros with a customized ring from officialfantasyrings.com. Trophies are for participation, and belts are for spandex. So if you want it, then you better put a ring on it. OfficialFantasyRings.com will set your league apart from the rest with multiple pricing and style options. Build the pricing of the ring into your entry fees and hold the ultimate bragging rights over your league mates. Visit the site and use their ring size chart. Check the styles and order yours today. OfficialFantasyRings.com. OfficialFantasyRings.com.
Now, if you got to see your fantasy league, you might be winning a fantasy football championship this season. And, we're going to talk about Ezekiel Elliott, how he's been pretty much drafted at the end of the first round on average. To lead in to Mr. Matt Krantz giving his fortuitous servitude, great opinion on Elliott, listen to this.
Well, This is unprecedented. This is the first time in fantasy football history we're talking about a rookie running back who could be a top 12 pick. Now, I'm not sure I agree with it. We've got some time to see, but he is not as talented as I've seen from Adrian Peterson, like a Todd Gurley. This guy has talent, obviously. He's in a good situation. But we've seen before coaches can screw fantasy football on. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Jason Garrett to have a timeshare starting out with Elliott and even McFadden. I mean, you have no idea what's going to happen. This guy going number 12 in most drafts is just crazy. I mean, I would not probably take the gamble. I think Elliott's a nice back. I mean, obviously Dallas has a great offensive line. But I'm not sure this guy is going to replicate his situation and succeed like we want him to for a top 12 pick. This is going to be it's going to be an experiment. We're going to see what happens. I mean, he may have a job. He may have that number one job. But it's just something we've never seen before. And I think we need to discuss it.
Well, before I tell my opinion on this whole Ezekiel Elliott situation, double E's I call him, let's listen to Scout Fantasy's opinion on Ezekiel Elliott. Talking about Ezekiel Elliott. Jerry Jones is a smart individual. And he's going to play Ezekiel Elliott, but he pays the big bucks. He started Ezekiel Elliott drafted the first round. They've got to pay their bills. They've got to pay their bills. They want him. We excited to go. And Jerry Jones is going to start day one. He's going to start day one.
Well, I mean, you may be right, Harwin. He may start, but will he produce like we want him to a rookie coming into the season? Granted, rookie running backs usually have a pretty good history of producing. We saw Todd Gurley do it last year. We've seen in the past Adrian Peterson, see what he can do. But is this guy going to be able to hold up? He was hurt a lot of times at Ohio State. He has a history of being hurt. He had an awesome offensive line at Ohio State, too. He was cushioned. He was peppered. He was
peppered.
Everything you could be. So, I mean, it's a different beast going from college to the NFL. Some guys can do it right away. Some guys cannot. Is he going to be worth a top 12 pick overall? It's just unprecedented. It's a worthy conversation to have. What's your opinion?
Well, Sean Childs from Scout Fantasy does say that he's going to finish with 1,300 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns. That's a prediction for him. And then maybe go up as the season goes on. When you're back at Terry McFadden, I mean, Trip fell on the iPhone, looking at his message on the cell phone. Trent Fell broke his body. He's going to be out for a minute. I mean, he ran that, you know, that little 40-yard dash they do down in Dallas. He tried to run that last run. He's still running. He hasn't been finished yet. And you're going to expect him to share carries, I guess? I mean, Harwood can run faster than him.
Well, granted, we still have Lance Dunbar, who's a nice third down back. We still got some other running backs in Dallas.
So are you saying that Ezekiel may not be third down?
Alfred Morris is still he's He is with Dallas now.
He don't catch
Alfred
the ball.
Moore. But will he score a touchdown? So before everyone goes crazy about Ezekiel Elliott, we really need to see the situation. For now, I don't think he's a top 12 pick. I mean, that's where he's going. Obviously, his ADP is right about 12.1. So clearly he's been taken. he's clearly been taken the first round. I would be cautious because we got Alfred Morris. We got Darren McFadden still there. Jason Garrett, who knows? I mean, he may get all the carries. I may pick him on free agency right now. We'll see. I just think Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, it's unprecedented to have a guy coming out from college being this high drafted. So it's an interesting situation. We'll have to see. I mean, he obviously is probably going to get some carries, but will he hold up the entire season, 16 games? Will he be able to be the workhorse? I mean, Dallas' offensive line, yes, they've been good the last two or three years, but the NFL is a year-to-year league. So if they have some injuries, if they lose a couple guys in the line, I mean, then that offensive line that was rated high is not. So I'm just not – I think there's other proven guys that need to be drafted ahead of this guy. And we're gonna it's going to be interesting to find out what he can do.
Well, obviously, he's going to start on day one.
We made fun of Colton and the Wolf guy last year in the expert draft at the SA conference. Took Jeremy McFadden in the second round.
He did.
And McFadden produced. He rushed for 1,145 yards and had about 8-9 touchdowns. So, I mean, it's a granted, it's a point that can Elliott produce. I mean, he's looking like he can, but we still got to see this guy produce in the NFL. It's not a given. I would say Ty Gurley is way more talented than Ezekiel.
Oh, I know Ty Gurley is more talented. I know he's more talented. He's more than that. But are they going to play Elliott three seasons? Are they going to save him? If they save him, then we may not see his whole picture.
Yeah, but it's something we're going to have to watch. I mean, it's June 25th, so we'll keep our eye on it, and we'll see the situation. But I've never seen a rookie running back drafted so high. This is crazy for the NFL fantasy football community to have a guy just talked about to be drafted this high. It's never happened before. Adrian Peterson, for granted. In 2006, I took him in the auction and drafted him fourth or fifth round. And I thought he was a stud coming out of college in Oklahoma, proven he was. So it's going to be interesting if you're going to get value on this guy, never taking a snap in the NFL and see what he can do.
Well, I'm going to say this, too. He's in division with Philadelphia, tough defense. Washington's defense is improving. And your Giants defense, you know, they'll give up 30 points a game. So he's in a division where he can produce quickly. I was watching against Philadelphia. I think, you know, these Faithful are like these young running backs. They do. They love these hot young running backs, and he's probably overhyped.
But is a running back value in today's fantasy football world worth the same as 4, 5, 6 years ago? When we're looking at reality, fantasy football and running backs have not been kind to us the last couple of years.
Well, I'm going to tell you another thing, too. You got so many running back busts from last year. You know, you had Jamal Charles tears ACL. And you had all these injuries. I think these boys are one of the new. This is like a new 2017 Honda coming off the semi line. No mileage. They want to see what he can do. And Scout Fantasy also wants to see what he can do. Listen to this.
Let's talk about other rookies. It's a transition.
It's you. Looks like how our offense is going to be.
First team reps.
Already including first team reps is Jared McFadden and Alfred Morris working as the number 2 guy.
Well, they're saying Alfred Morris is the number 2 guy. So, but how long is that going to last?
It'll be all
deep. What is it? We've had some technical problems with this YouTube here. Bear with me.
Is that
Scout Fantasy Expert Sean Trout? He's one of hundreds of thousands of dollars in fantasy football. He
expects to have a minimum of 300 carries in the Cowboys offense.
Carries, 12 touchdowns. Wow. 35 catches. I thought it was 12 30. He's looking for 20-plus touchdowns. That is
well, he didn't catch the ball out of the backfield at Ohio State with 5 NFL picks and offensive line. So let's see what he can do in the NFL.
Well, I tell you what, you have a good point because a lot of what happens in college does not happen in college carries over to the NFL. But after this one more commercial, I promise the last commercial, then we're going to transition to another fantasy football topic. I think Ezekiel Elliott, I think we're in the agreement that Jerry Jones is going to play him. He's going to give him the keys to the car. But is he worth the first-round pick? Time will tell. Randy Williams at DeadCoach.org. Commercial here, sponsored the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Randy Williams, and I'm the president of a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service located here in beautiful Florence, Kentucky. A Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people with their financial situations and find solutions to their problems. We work directly with your creditors to help reduce interest rates, waive fees, and bring your accounts current so we can help repair your credit standing. We also work with all types of creditors, such as collections, credit card companies, payday and online lenders, and even your federal student loans and personal finance companies. So if you're having trouble with your budget today and you're looking for a second opinion, please call a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service. Please call 888-767-9155 or visit our website at adebtcoach.org. The answers are waiting for you.
Back on the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. We've got 10 minutes left of the show approximately. We're going to talk about some impact players that may or may not do well for your fantasy football team. And I'm going to start off, man. I'm going to give you a name. Running back Devontae Booker, the Broncos. Bronc Russell thinks he can take that job.
Well, CJ Anderson didn't exactly do great last year. He screwed me out of the SCFSC championship last year. They're saying he's going to be a running back, but I would handcuff him. You're going to take Anderson. He may bounce back that often. He's got his tag Devontae Booker, 5'10", 185 out of Utah. Rushed for 1,345 yards last year and 12 touchdowns in Utah. He is a talent that cannot be overlooked, and just a talent of CJ Anderson. Would not surprise me by week 12, Booker takes over the job.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff Richardson at Showstopper Football on Twitter, at SSF underscore tips on Twitter. Took CJ Anderson at the beginning of the fifth round. Matt, we took CJ Anderson in a draft we did on the FFPC beginning of the fifth round. So obviously he's going to be the starter. So Booker, we're going to have to take him in round what?
You need to handcuff Anderson with Booker, and he's going about round 10, round 11, what I've seen. You got handcuff Anderson.
So that means you need to take him about round 9. Now, Richardson took a running back tonight, Kenneth Dixon, off the Ravens.
Kenneth Dixon from Louisiana Tech. We've watched him play Conference USA. I've watched him play against West Kentucky at least 2-3 times. He is a talent, 5'10", 190. He broke every record possible, Louisiana Tech. He is a dynamic running back. He catches the ball. He's tough. He runs it in between the tackles. He is going to be a stud. He's way more talented than Buck Allen. I'm sorry for the Buck Allen fans out there, the five fans
Buck
out there rocking their head. Buck Allen is nothing. Kenneth Dixon is a man. Justin Borsett is on his last leg. I would look to Kenneth Dixon being Baltimore starting running back by week 7-8. He is going to be a stud and a guy you want to draft, I would say, 8-9 rounds, 8th or 9th round. You need the crowd. This guy. His name is Kenneth Dixon from Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, and Buck Allen will get the buck out of the starting position at Baltimore, and there's going to be Kenneth Dixon coming up through pretty soon. Now, man, I drafted guy tonight, Paul Perkins, running back, 14th round, running back off of the Giants. They've got more old running backs than I care to count, and I don't like Rashard Jennings. I don't like Shane Vereen. I want these young running backs. I mean, Paul Perkins.
The Giants running back. Yeah, the Giants running back situation is a mess. You got Rashard Jennings. He's in Sheritol. He's older than me. He's about 38. You got Shane Vereen. I mean, come on. Only way he thrived was in New England's offense for like 1 year, maybe. Paul Perkins is a guy to watch for. 5'10", 185 from UCLA. Broke every record at UCLA. He's versatile. He can be a third down back. He is a guy you have to watch out for. Paul Perkins is going to be a hot commodity by about week 10.
Yeah, I remember we used to pick him on College Football Daily Fantasy, and he was a stud. Now, CJ Procise,
CJ Procise, Harwood. CJ Procise. He is a versatile running back. I had him on my fantasy team last year, college football.
For Notre Dame.
He was a receiver at Notre Dame. They converted him last year to a running back, and he thrived. He caught the ball. He rushed for yards. Thomas Rawls says the same. He's okay for week one. But if you draft Thomas Rawls, you've got to draft CJ Procise. He's going to be a third down back. He's going to catch the ball in the backfield. Russell Wilson, when he's in trouble, he's going to drop it down to this guy. This guy, I'm telling you, may be the most talented running back I've seen this year in this rookie class.
Well, one more rookie running back, and I'll change the subject here. Running back Jordan Howard, Bears from Indiana. Did we watch him play against Western last year?
He played at UA. He's played against Western Kentucky twice. He played against us 2 years ago at UAB before they shut down the football program. By the way, they're coming back stronger than ever. He lit us up last year at IU, Indiana University. He is a bulky guy, 5'10", 225. I'm sorry, 6'2", 225. He has got great size. He is a horse. He runs into his tackle. He will get yardage. He's hard to stop, hard to bring down. He is another running back that we need to watch out for. Jeremy Langford, he is talented. But I can foresee a running back tandem by week 8 or 9 between him and Jordan Howard. That is another name you need to watch out for when you're drafting this year for a rookie running back.
Okay, now I want you to name a couple of players for me now. Give me a player, too.
Wendell Smallwood is a running back we need to watch out for. He's a quick scat back. He's a Darren Sproles type that can get yards and do good. We've got another guy like that, Dr. Irving from San Jose State. He's 5'10", lightning quick. Lamar, if you got Lamar Miller, you might be something. Tyler Irving. Another guy I want to put in defense from Texas Tech. 5'8", 155. He is a small running back that will also be like a Darren Sproles that you need to keep track of.
And I was wondering why he wasn't drafted tonight, to my knowledge. I may have missed him, but Wendell Smallwood, I don't trust Ryan Matthews, obviously. He don't have a good history.
If you've got Ryan Matthews, you should have drafted Wendell Smallwood to be his backup. There, if you did, you made a mistake.
Matt, let's play a guessing game real quick. I'm gonna name a stat here, and I want you to tell me the player. Thanks.
All right.
I'm going to read some information off. You're going to tell me who this player is, okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, let's see. Well, I'm going to get some good. Okay. This gentleman was a number one running back fantasy in 2014 with 1,845 rushing yards and 13 touchdowns and 57 catches.
Justin Forsett.
For 416 yards. Now, last year he had 702 rushing yards, 6 touchdowns, 44 catches for 322 yards and a touchdown. Who am I?
Justin Forsett.
Wrong, DeMarco Murray. Because DeMarco Murray led the NFL, was number one fantasy running back in 2014. But now Justin Forsett, what's he going to do?
I'm not sure. He's an older guy now, 32 years old. I think Kenneth Dixon is going to be a good running back in this situation. They're obviously going to run Buck Allen. And he's shown he's not that talented. They're going to run Lorenzo Talofalusu, and they're going to have multiple guys in that backfield.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Zoom, zoom, zoom. You're going to have some zoom, zoom, zoom. So
what's your next? Name another running back, and I'll get to it here.
Name you want me to name a running back? Okay. Name a running back to you. Okay. We turn the page here. This is a good little game, man. I like this game. Okay. Oh, here, I got a good one. One of the best running backs you'll find in the PPR league. 97 carries, 335 yards, 3 touchdowns, 81 catches for 756, 6 touchdowns. The player's name is?
Theo Reddick.
Close.
Let me guess again. How about Danny Woodhead?
Daniel Woodhead.
Yeah. And Danny Woodhead, let me tell you about him. He is going undervalued. He is produced every year. He is a PPR machine. Like the fantasy guru himself, John Hansen, proclaimed. This guy is a PPR machine. Danny Woodcock will get you 80 catches a year, and if someone you need to draft in the 4th or 5th round, he produces every single year.
Every single year. That's what's me. Now, do you like him drafting what, 5th round?
I would draft him if I could in the 4th or 5th round this year, PPR.
Would, I'll ask you one more question before we wrap this up. Would you draft Woodhead as your number one, number two, or number three running back?
I would try. Ideal, I would take him number three running back, but I would be more than happy as a number two running back.
So two or three. Got you. He'd have to get two other running backs, maybe put him as a flex. Danny Woodhead would be a great flex, probably one of the better flexes in fantasy football history. Well, that's going to do it for the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Power Half Hour tonight. We're at the lovely Dale Hollow State Park Resort and had a great time. And we'll come with you for a podcast one day next week. So I'm going to contribute to the show. Just contact me at the SBFSC on Twitter. And we'd like to thank for Mr. Living Legend and Fantasy Football, Mr. Mike Finch, for making this all happen. And
he did that right!
Pardon any technical difficulties, but this is a free radio, so we'll all be forgiven. So, everyone, good night, and go to church tomorrow and say hallelujah for Ezekiel Elliott. Good night.
Good night.